When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. There is some really weird stuff on TikTok. You can find pretty much anything on there, and find communities you never even knew existed. Some of these are a strange sort of medical subsets, like cyst removal and pimple popping videos, acupuncture techniques, and, you guessed it, chiropractors. There is something satisfying about these videos, though. Like, you know, when you crack your neck or your back or your knuckles, there's that odd crunch that just makes you feel better, that releasing of air bubbles sort of sound. Some people love it, some hate it. Either way, it's relatively harmless. Sure, if you're pulling or pushing on your joints too roughly, then you might end up harming yourself. But so long as it's just plain and simple knuckle cracking, the worst that'll happen is you make everyone around you gag. Well, chiropractor TikTok is like this knuckle cracking turned up to an extreme. We're talking weird magnetic looking tools hammering on people's jaws, a chiropractor that goes by the name of the King of Cracks making a woman's spine sound like fireworks, and various patients getting a strap wrapped around their necks to recreate the sound of Rice Krispies in the morning. This last one is a technique called the ring dinger, and I'm not gonna lie, it looks like the patient's about to get their head yanked out of their neck. But once you fall down this rabbit hole, you may just keep watching. Seeing chiropractors take away years of pain with a few well-placed cracks looks like miracle work. Hell, maybe you're even thinking that you should go get one. You've probably got a bit of back pain from sitting around so much, right? Maybe your neck's a little sore. Your head just feels a little heavy some days. Just saying that out loud, that makes me feel like maybe I need a good twist myself. Granted, my neck isn't fully attached to my head to begin with, but you get what I'm saying. Plus, I don't think most chiropractors work on pyramids. As good as it may sound, and as miraculous as it may look, there is something off about these videos the further you dive. Now, I do want to clarify that no, not every chiropractor does this. They're not all the same. But the amount of off-putting adjustments is rising.
You gonna push them away? You gonna push them away?
Ready? There it is. Very good. That was so good.
In one video with tens of thousands of views, the King of Cracks adjusts an infant, a baby who is clearly just learning to walk. Why, for any reason, would she need an adjustment? Even if you do believe in the science of chiropractors, isn't it obvious that a baby wouldn't possibly need this? Babies have a lot more cartilage than adults, and they're less hardened, so to speak, as their bones are far from fully developed. Other chiropractors, like Ralph Knapp in New York City, has content that feels extremely clickbaity and exploitative of his patients. Like, why are so many of his patients just women's backsides? In some of them, it's pretty obvious what he's doing, as even the comments say, "I'm not here for the cracking," "How did my phone end up in my left hand?" or "Cameraman, my man," and "Why can't I zoom in?" It's kind of gross, to put it mildly. In fact, a lot of, if not almost all, of Dr. Knapp's patients are curvy women, a fact he absolutely takes advantage of in his thumbnails and videos. At times, perhaps his hand lingers a bit more than it needs to, and given some of his titles and tags, it feels like this doctor is after a sound as much as he is actually relieving his patients of pain. He's in good company, though, as other accounts are chasing the same sound, using a whole variety of techniques to do it. One of them, Dr. Joran Whitley, even specializes in being a chiropractor for animals and gives adjustments to dogs, sometimes even athlete dogs, with the reasoning that this helps them compete. Yeah, chiro TikTok is definitely a strange place, and while an occasional pop or crack might seem fine, there's definitely a few things about it that just rub me the wrong way. From animals to babies getting adjustments to the close-up shots of women's behinds or breasts to the questions around if this even works in the first place, the chiro community and the medicine itself feels incredibly shady. So with one hell of an intro to today's episode, let's get into it.
Take your newborn child to the chiropractor, you should not be having kids, okay?
I felt so good.
Awesome.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Corporate Casket. I'm the Illuminati, and today we're going to be talking about chiropractors. I want to start by saying that this very first chapter is going to discuss sexual assault. So if that topic is particularly upsetting for you, please feel free to skip this section.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
While questions around chiropractic medicine in general have been circulating for a while, TikTok has thrust it into the spotlight once again, and not for a good reason. Let's get back to those channels that have a suspicious amount of butts and boobs in their thumbnails, shall we? At times, there's been a fair bit more than just questionable images, but some inappropriate touching too. Another account called Pittsburgh Chiropractic was quick to call this out, saying that one of his fellow TikTok chiropractors was, quote, putting his hands in some tricky areas that he should only be touching if the patient was his wife.
Oh my god. Wow.
All right.
My neck is much looser.
I'm gonna keep moving. You're gonna come lie on your back.
This sparked a fair bit of controversy, with some users saying that this is just attractive women existing. They're not asking for all the attention, while other users insist that chiropractors are using women as thirst traps for engagement.
We got some absolute peak chiro behavior going on here. We got a young lady dressed in some undergarments, just getting absolutely rocked. Chiropractors are by far the worst people on this earth. They're all charlatans that serve no purpose. Cancel chiropractors 2022.
Fooled, okay? Listen, don't be fooled. I know what they're doing. Using thirst trap elements, try and get engagement on social media to try and gain clientele. Weird. No medical practitioner should be doing that, even though they're not doctors. Cancel Chiropractors 2022.
Joey Glass's channel is primarily devoted to the movement Cancel Chiropractors 2022. And while a lot of his content is reacting to the more ridiculous videos out there, he's also brought awareness to claims of sexual assault. For example, another popular user, Jake O'Brien, has spoken openly about his own experience. He alleges that a chiropractor once pressed their erection into his hand. Many people commenting on his video said the same thing, that this happened to them too, but with their knee. Others stated that their friend had been sexually assaulted by a chiropractor, but when they tried to warn people and write a review, it was removed. My chiropractor invited me on a trip to France with him when I was 16. When I asked my chiropractor why the crack he did involved smacking my ass, he said, "Because you've been a bad girl." Now, I know what you're thinking. Obviously, a bunch of TikTok comments aren't exactly a reputable source that sexual assault is happening within the chiropractic community. And I couldn't really agree more. Even though TikTok may be bringing more awareness to this issue, this has been a problem for years. This is not unique to TikTok suddenly being around. One California woman, Erin Martinov, told Inside Edition that she frequently went to Dr. Stephen Moon for relief for her upper back pain after a car accident. "He suggested that I come in for a full body massage. I assumed he's the doctor, he knows what he's doing. He must be doing something that's helping my back." Instead, it became clear that Moon had absolutely no intention of helping Erin's back when he began rubbing her breasts, nipples, stomach, and placed his hands partway into her underwear. What makes this so especially dangerous is the fact that Dr. Moon has the word doctor in front of his title. It implies that he's a medical authority even though he's done little to really earn it, though we'll talk more about qualifications in just a moment. Inside Edition asked Erin why she didn't tell him to stop or speak out sooner, and it's clear that she believed him as a medical authority she trusted, that he must have known what he was doing. Erin was just trying to make sense of why this happened. Although Moon did plead guilty to non-sexual misdemeanor battery, he was only sentenced to 5 years probation, and he's actually still practicing with no record of this or disciplinary action whatsoever to his license. Though Moon is no longer allowed to give full-body massages, other chiropractors interviewed by Insider Edition told them that he was shocked that Moon is still practicing in the first place, as literally anyone would be. Unfortunately, this is far from an isolated incident. The Sacramento Bee recently reported that a chiropractor in California is facing charges for sexually assaulting 7 women under the guise of treating them. He exploited their trust in a patient-to-practitioner setting and now faces a maximum prison sentence of 24 years. As he has ties to practices in 13 other cities, it's definitely possible, maybe even likely, that there are other victims yet to come forward. But the list goes on. The Delaware Times also reported that another chiropractor even sexually assaulted a 9-year-old patient during an appointment in 2009 or 2010. Earlier this year, a chiropractor was charged with sexually assaulting a child in Texas after he met them through an online gaming platform. This is genuinely a problem, and while I understand that disgusting people can exist in any profession, it's especially concerning in the medical community. Personally, I think that those looking to feel up or even sexually assault women or, God forbid, children could potentially be drawn to a profession like this because of the low barrier to entry. It's not as if it's easy to become one, but it's not as hard as medical school either.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Northwestern Health Sciences University, you need 3 years of education to become a chiropractor. There, you'll learn basic sciences, clinical and chiropractic sciences, as well as be placed in a clinical internship. Others say that it may take 3 to 4 years, and in order to obtain your license to practice, you need to pass the NBCE, or National Board of Chiropractic Examiners. It's true that after getting your undergrad, you need another 3 or 4 years of study to get that license. However, they don't have a medical doctor degree, even if many argue that they are doctors in the sense of the word. But what exactly are they learning? Well, it's not as simple as just to how to make the snap, crackle, pop sound. That comes from a stretching of the spinal facet joint, which will make the pop out of the pockets of air. You might feel a bit more movement in your back, but in order to actually help your muscles, and hopefully your chiropractor is also incorporating muscle therapy, preventative care, exercises, how to take care of your back, and general things of that nature. And here's the thing, I've genuinely got no real issue with someone telling me how to sit up straight and take care of my back. Honestly, I'm sure we could all use that to some extent. But it's the viral TikToker chiropractors that only seem to chase that pop or crack sound that I take issue with. I'd like to think that behind the scenes, there's a lot more of these appointments, and it's only those sound bites that go viral. It's just that until these chiropractors start explaining just how much work and actual science is being utilized for these cracks, these sound bites are really all we're gonna get. Plus, there are a few other practices taught in chiropractic medicine that, I'm gonna be blunt here, are just fucking strange to me. Mark Heller wrote all about the coccyx, aka the tailbone, in a 2010 article that discusses internal exam correction procedures. As in, yes, if you go to a chiropractor for a tailbone pain, they may end up recommending they fix that internally by sticking a finger in there. No thank you. It's hilariously terrible to me that chiropractors spend so much money on this too. Like, they actually have some of the highest debt out there, around $250,000 or more, and there's no actual medical doctorate. With all of this outdated information, what the hell are they actually paying for? But look, I'm not trying to say that if chiropractors are a genuine form of pain relief that you should never go. You've got to do what's right for you, and while an internal coccyx procedure is a hell no from me, maybe you're just heading there to make your back sound like fireworks. The thing is, even the actual science behind these adjustments is actually pretty limited and questionable too. Now, as I'm not a doctor, I decided to check out what an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Chris Rayner, has to say about some of the techniques chiropractors use that are especially popular. Ones like the aforementioned ringdinger. After watching a few clips, Rayner says that he noticed how the chiropractor consistently told patients that they might feel their adjustment all the way down their spine. What is this exactly? Well, this sort of sensation is known as Lermite sign, or the barber chair phenomenon. Basically, this electric shock sensation is believed to come from stretching and can happen with neck extension, aka, you know, if you're stretching yourself out a bit with the ringdinger. This electric shock is actually a type of neurological pain. Yet, as Dr. Rayner explains, chiropractors are telling their patients that they should feel the ringdinger all the way down their back. And that is taking advantage of the patient's ignorance and promoting a normal bodily reaction as something that they did.
Oh yeah, very good.
You gotta be kidding me. All I can say is, what the f-? Am I being punked right now? If I ever did something like this to a patient, I would find myself explaining my actions to my regulatory colleague.
That's funny. That's the money shot.
That's the money shot. Yep. No doubt.
Does it mean stretching your neck out is bad? No. But the way they're doing it is definitely leaving something to be desired. A jerky movement like that has a few problems. For one, how can it be replicated? how do these chiropractors know exactly how much force to use and how to do the exact same motion? Are they doing any tests to gain this information and to measure their ring dinger in strength? If not, then if they use too much, can't they hurt someone? All of these are fantastic points brought up throughout Dr. Rayner's video, but not at all brought up in the clips that chiropractors are putting out there. And yes, I did go to the chiropractor's channel, Advanced Chiropractic Relief LLC, to see if they did address any of this, but they don't. Much of the videos I've seen talk about someone else's pain is when they're unbalanced, then they just get right to cracking. It is entirely possible that the level of force and things of that nature aren't talked about because they're simply pretty boring, but until these doctors start explaining what scar tissue they claim to be breaking free, it just looks like painful bullshit to me. And for the record, if you're gonna claim to be an educational channel, perhaps you should focus on educating just a bit. In the description of the About on this channel, it says, "Through this channel, we want to help people learn more about the amazing potential of chiropractic care to safely, effectively, and naturally treat various debilitating musculoskeletal conditions, or just for overall health maintenance." So if you really want to help people learn more, as you say, then why do you not actually include any of your learning more and just get straight to the ring-a-ding-ding-in? Secondly, aside from the techniques and unexplained ability to replicate these perfectly every time, there are other issues that it certainly seems certain chiropractors aren't really keeping things in mind. As Dr. Rayner explains, these ring dingers do have the potential to hurt your teeth. Sudden traction making you suddenly clench your teeth together can actually really cause damage to those teeth, hence why these chiropractors are telling patients to keep their teeth together. If you do this technique hard enough, it could lead to something called hyperreflexia. In other words, too much of a reflex reaction. Think like if a doctor taps on your knee and rather than one sharp movement, your knee goes a bit overboard. Yet when these practitioners tap on their patient's knee, they're saying, "All right, you're still moving." But it's not a lack of motion that's concerning, but too much. Do these chiropractors know that? Maybe. Are they demonstrating it? Doesn't seem that way. Lastly, and what probably bothers me most overall about chiropractors, is the idea of being a crack addict when you go to one. And yes, that's what they call it. It's hilarious, I know. But chiropractors also make these comments when talking about patients that are essentially addicted to their services. Is this actually appropriate? I mean, think about it for a minute. Do you really want someone to be addicted to an expensive medical service? Like, let's compare it to physical therapy for a minute, or even plastic surgery. Hopefully, if you've had an injury and you needed pain relief and management, your physical therapist is going to be there for you, guiding you in exercises you can do throughout your daily life. They'll give you tools in the hopes that eventually you won't be completely reliant on them. Or in the case of plastic surgery, a surgeon will obviously be able to help you achieve a look with implants or some kind of sculpting, but it's in the hope that you will be happy with what your new self looks like and won't rely on them for constant changes. I can't speak for every chiropractor naturally, but this crack addict mentality seems to completely contradict that. Why do you want your patients to wholly depend on you for some sense of normalcy? Well, let's be honest with each other here. These services aren't cheap. If I had to guess, the chiropractors that love their addicted patients are a bit more concerned about their wallets than long-term pain management. Of course, aside from adults being crack addicts, there's the other side to this. These same patients taking their infants to chiropractors too. Yes, you did in fact hear me say infants. As I very briefly mentioned in the intro, chiropractors have managed to spin quite the web of lies around the benefits of applying pressure to a newborn baby's soft, malleable body. Which, I don't know why, but that just sounds so fucking gross, but I digress. Now, these doctors, as they seem so inclined to call themselves, supposedly have all these benefits in chiropractic medicine specifically targeted towards infants. Imagine that. Now, what are the benefits these wolves in sheep's clothing seem so eager to quite literally press into a newborn child? How about claims of downright preventing sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS? Yeah, the literal boogeyman of all parents with a newborn child is what chiropractors claim to fix. SIDS is an extremely complex and hotly debated topic to this day with no definitive solution, cure, or even cause for that matter. As some of you may remember, there have been recent breakthroughs such as Dr. Carmel Harrington's publication on SIDS just earlier this year in 2022 regarding potential biomarkers and identifying SIDS early. Unfortunately, I can't get too much into detail in this episode about it, but the source will be in the description below labeled as Citation 34. Now, the general scientific consensus around Dr. Harrington's research is that it is in fact a breakthrough and certainly a step in the right direction, but unfortunately not the end-all solution it was hoped to be. With all of this information here, and what all of this research tells me, is that any solution to SIDS is currently going to be more complicated than some guy realigning a baby's neck. Now, some of their blogs, such as Corrective Chiropractic, even go so far as to suggest that SIDS is a preventable epidemic using their techniques. This chiropractic website says that although the cause of SIDS hasn't been proven, they believe it's linked to misalignment, which, lucky for you, chiropractors can fix. And yeah, it leaves a very bad taste in my mouth to know that chiropractors are peddling their services as a potential cure for SIDS despite admitting it doesn't actually have a clear cause. Now, for any new parent, I can understand the looming threat of SIDS being an absolute nightmare, and my heart goes out to any parents affected by this tragic situation. But the fact that these clowns are using fear as a way to sell their services to desperate parents is disgusting, to just say the least. There are no words to describe the putrid disgust and hatred I feel for those who take advantage of desperate people. Parents clearly turn to chiropractic medicine as a potential way to save their baby's life, and these people capitalize on it without the factual evidence to back that up. To follow, the chiropractors will usually cite questionable studies, which, referring to them as questionable, is honestly being generous, because this evidence has no control groups, limited data, admitted inconsistent methodology, and a premise that SIDS may be connected to bradycardia. But wait, I hear you thinking to yourself, do they maybe have a point? Are they connected? The truth is, they could be, but the medical community and chiropractors do not have a solid answer. The study is built around a premise and measuring data with the assumption of a maybe. This doesn't even account for variations in their recorded data that range from 15 to 83% across newborns. Clay Jones, a writer at Science-Based Medicine, compared this study to documenting random noise as, without a control group, huge variations in data and only seeing these variations in less than half of the 695 infants. That should raise major red flags in the research done to support infants undergoing chiropractic treatment to prevent SIDS in 2002. Now, this is just for SIDS and chiropractic care for infants. Are there any other benefits? Well, maybe besides stopping crying? Well, not really. There have been claims and crack shots claiming that early adjustments can help prevent asthma, but a meta-analysis in 2004 seemed to find that no, in fact, there is no correlation between the two. It really makes me wonder if these chiropractors know what they peddle is below snake oil, or if they genuinely believe that despite the evidence, they provide a needed service. Now, some footage of these supposed services being provided on newborns is so disturbing that it's even led to some calling for bans of this practice on infants as a whole. One video of a two-week-old screaming and crying as a chiropractor placed a spring-loaded device they call an activator on their tailbone, pushing and applying pressure, went viral in 2018. The president of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners was the one that called for this ban, saying that it's unnecessary, unsafe, and horrifying. Yeah, it's hard to see this footage as anything but disturbing. Hell, there's more evidence that this can cause colic, muscle strains, and distort posture than there are any actual benefits. And of course, that's as stated by the Chiropractors Association of Australia. But, like so many other quack medical practices out there, this one, in my opinion anyway, preys on fear and desperation. But let's move on to our last big, important question of the day that we've only just begun to touch on. Does it actually work? And before we get into answering that question, let's just take a quick moment to thank today's sponsors. With MasterClass, you can learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. You can learn how to elevate your singing and stage presence with Christina Aguilera, or you can even learn from Miss Mama Jenner herself, Kris Jenner, on the power of personal branding. With over 100 classes from a range of world-class instructors, that thing you've always wanted to do is closer than you think. I've been taking classes from Nikki Nakayama, and she has been absolutely amazing in teaching me the way of bone broth and just in general the sense of Japanese organization in the kitchen. Now, while I did freak out and did not do the section on rockfish whole fish preparation, I did go into learning about soup with bone broth as your base, and I'm starting to get into learning about portioning tuna, which is very exciting for me. That may sound boring, but I'm very excited. I'm just really excited to do something where I'm stepping out of my comfort zone in the kitchen to try and grasp onto a new style of cooking and a new way of thinking about how to treat your space in the kitchen. So this is very exciting for me. And if you want to get started on your path to learn something new from any one of the over 100 amazing instructors, make sure that you check out Masterclass. You'll get unlimited access to every Masterclass, and as one of my listeners, you'll get 15% off an annual membership. So go to masterclass.com/casket. That's masterclass.com/casket for 15% off Masterclass. Summer is quickly coming to an end, and it's time to gear up for the busy fall season with over 55 weekly meal options to take the stress out of meal planning with HelloFresh. HelloFresh makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable, and that's why they're America's number one meal kit. And they have everything that's sure to please even the pickiest of eaters, from family-friendly to fit and wholesome to even veggie options. HelloFresh has tasty and nutritious meals sure to please everybody. And now you can enjoy more variety than ever with Hello Custom. You can swap out one protein or side for another, upgrade for a more luxe experience, or even add a protein to a veggie meal. That means more choices, more variety, and more meals truly tailored to you and your family. I've recently gotten one of my boxes, and I know this sounds wild. Why would you need HelloFresh for soup? It was a delicious coconut lime curry soup, and let me tell you, I saw God. It was absolutely amazing. If this is coming up on any of your recent menus, make sure to check that out and put it in your basket. It is incredible. For whatever reason, I've always been hesitant about trying soup from HelloFresh. I've always been very much like, no, we have to try pastas, we have to try meats, we have to try exciting, weird things. And then I was like, you know, that soup actually sounds really good. And well, I may have been, unfortunately, skipping portions of HelloFresh meals that are really delicious, so now I have to go try more soup from them. And if you want to get started on your food journey as well, make sure you go to HelloFresh.com/casket16 and use code casket16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/casket16. Use code casket16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. So let's get into the meat and answer the question, does it work? To get into this, I want to take you down a really brief side tangent and look at where chiropractic medicine comes from, because it's actually kind of a hilarious story. Now, the guy that invented it was basically the Joseph Smith of the medical field. Daniel David Palmer apparently said that the idea of chiropractic care came to him from the other world during a seance, and I'm not kidding. That's actually how you know this medical field is totally legit, is when a ghost gets credit for making it. His first ever patient was supposedly a deaf janitor who had his hearing cured from the first ever chiropractic adjustment. Amazing, incredible, because, you know, that's how these things obviously work. Now, before D.D. Palmer's seance, he was actually involved in medicine. Not as a surgeon or a physician, no, not as a reputable doctor in any way. But he did spend 9 years diagnosing and curing people with magnets, so that counts as experience, right? There's a lot more that could be said about the history of this supposed medicine, but the problem, in essence, is that this field just hasn't grown much, and it's still filled with a whole host of pseudoscience. Now, do you remember Ralph Knapp, the TikTok chiropractor with the worst of the clickbaity thumbnails? Well, he calls himself the Y-strap boss, and he also peddles vitamin supplements. He has an affiliate right on his link tree in his TikTok bio. Anyone that's been here for more than a day knows how I feel about supplements. They're unproven, and the lack of regulation around them is complete with utter shit. So it's not a big surprise to me to see this guy promote them. However, it is a bit disappointing because people still largely see chiropractors as actual doctors. Even more concerning, the LA Times says that some chiropractors are claiming they have expertise in diabetes, neuropathy, and other chronic conditions. One website, Chiropractic Atlanta, claims that they can prevent or manage diabetes. According to them, your internal systems can communicate with your pancreas and tell it to produce more insulin. Apparently, if you have regular adjustments, that'll help this communication work better. I mean, again, I'm not a doctor, but how the hell does this happen exactly? You get your neck pulled enough times and your pancreas just goes, oh right, I better make some fucking insulin. Now, if I'm wrong, that's fine, but prove it. Where is the science to back that up? The evidence around them working for pain relief is pretty minimal. I'd consider it on par with or less than a massage therapist. Thankfully, massage therapists don't really run around claiming to be medical professionals nearly as often or as systematically, though. But for chiropractors to make giant claims like managing diabetes, sorry to be frank, but fuck that. The most supposed evidence I've seen them utilize to back this up are occasional anecdotal stories, but that's about it. In some cases, like one against Brandon Babcock, these claims even led to jail time. after promising elderly patients that he could cure their diabetes with his $6,000 treatment program, he was convicted of 6 third-degree felony counts of exploitation of a vulnerable adult. Needless to say, no, he had no actual evidence that his program was anything but a fraud. But what if you really do feel that urge to get your neck cracked, back stretched, and if you seem to have found a chiropractor that genuinely cares about you, your pain management, and they aren't making these types of cure-all claims, and they're not going to grope you on the table too? Then what's the actual harm? As you can imagine, this is an extremely controversial subject with a lot of conflicting information. One study published in the Spine Journal researched chiropractors' adjustments from the year 2000 to 2017. They went through a whole variety of trials and screenings and found that overall, adjustments can reduce pain and improve function. A different study on the NCBI website said that chiropractic education as a whole is trying to create more evidence-based graduates, but in the meantime, a lot of the benefits reported are pretty modest. Many, many studies have even said that the results of chiropractic care are, in essence, comparable to a placebo. And hey, don't get me wrong, placebos are a powerful tool too. It's just that, you know, it's way less expensive to take a sugar tablet and truly believe it'll make your back better than it is to go to someone who will rip your head off your neck. And unfortunately, when I say rip your head off your neck, I'm only half joking, because there actually have been some serious injuries from this. It's not really any surprise that this can happen when you see just how violent some of these adjustments are. Nerve injuries and tears have been reported, sometimes requiring surgery to fix. In other cases, permanent and severe neurological deficits have been recorded. One of the patients listed in this particular study became a paraplegic after seeing a chiropractor. Now, you might be thinking that, hey, injuries happen in all medicine. Surgeries by well-established doctors can go wrong. Of course, a chiropractor visit can go wrong. However, the difference is that before you get surgery, you need to be truly informed of the risk. With chiropractic medicine, this doesn't always seem to be the case. Articles on NCBI have questioned if chiropractors should embrace the doctrine of informed consent, with various chiropractors actually arguing against this. Why, you might ask? Well, because the evidence really just isn't on their side. That would mean chiropractors would have to explain to their patients that their pain might go away without manipulation, that most reliable proof isn't clear-cut, and that many patients suffer minor to moderate pain, and that you could even get a stroke. Do you think you'd really get a lot of patients if you had to make that massive disclaimer first? Well, probably not. And look, in case it isn't clear by now, I personally believe the chiropractic field is pretty much a sham. There's very little reputable evidence that it actually works. Its founder got the idea from a ghost, and TikTok chiropractors are using women's butts for clicks in their thumbnails, and they're not disclosing the risks. Truthfully, there is still a lot I could talk about in this field. There's so much more to their questionable history, claims, and injuries, but consider this a highlight reel, an overview, we should say. If you're in pain, you're probably better off seeing your doctor, getting a massage, and taking up stretching or exercises that actually help you. But hey, that's just my opinion. If chiropractors work for you, then maybe that ghost actually knew what they were talking about after all. But with all of that being said, that is the end of today's episode. Sources, of course, especially because I am talking about a whole bunch of different studies, will be in the description box for you to check out and read in expanded detail. Thank you so much for hanging out with me through today's episode, and if you did enjoy it or learn something new, make sure that you're liking, following, and subscribing to stay up to date with all the latest content. And if you're subscribing on YouTube, make sure you hit that bell notification icon so that you'll always be informed when the new episode is uploaded. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Take care.